I want to ask you a question. Do you even like yourself? The Bible tells us that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. And there's a whole lot of days that's not that difficult because there's a whole lot of days I'm not a real big fan of Jared. Love and hate, I think, are two sides of the same coin. And I can't think of anyone who is more critical of me than myself. But at the same time, I can't think of anyone who loves me more than I love myself. So how is it that these outside influences and this judgment that other people have such a weight on us? I think it works like this. I think of our emotions like piano strings. And it's no big deal if they're plucking some string way over here. But what happens when someone from the outside plucks a string you've been plucking in your head for a long time? Maybe you have body image issues and then someone makes a comment. Boom. Or you're wondering about that you're overspending and you're ruining your budget and then pluck. They hit the same thing. You're late and you know it. Pluck. You have all these things. You drink too much. Whatever it is, if they start plucking the same things you pluck about yourself, you go into this spiral of self-loathing. I think there's only one thing that's worse than these physical things. It's when you remember past things that you've done. You remember situations that you have wrecked. And again, they replay again and again, and you start telling yourself a story, and you get lower and lower and lower. There's only one thing that I think can snap you out of it. That's Jesus. Jesus is utterly truthful with us. He says very clearly that the things we have done have offended him. He says very clearly that our actions push him farther and farther away. It's not our neighbor's fault. It's not our friend's fault. It is our fault that we have ruined our relationship with him. But at the same time, as he says to a hurting Nicodemus in John chapter 3, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Faith at its root is simply this. You believe that what God says about you is true. It is true we have offended him, but it is absolutely true that you are forgiven in Christ. That means even when you bring up these past sins, you can't say, "I'm not going to forgive myself and live this life of penance." You got to trust God enough to know that you truly are forgiven. Here's what I know. You might not always love yourself every day, but I do know every single day Jesus adores you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're judgmental of other people, but we're probably most critical of ourselves. Help us get over this arrogance of thinking that what we say is more important than what you say. Help us have the faith to trust what you say about us is true. Yes, we have made mistakes and we have sinned and we've broken a relationship, but only through faith in you, you tell us the truth that we are your own children. Amen.